This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A Boulder solar company is teaming with the electric vehicle industry to provide solar systems to power electric cars. Here with me is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood to talk about the program and what it means for both sectors. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I have to say, this sounds like a renewable energy dream come true. Let's start with the basics of this new program. What companies are involved and how does it work?
Sure, Erin. It involves a solar installation company called Namaste Solar, which is a dealer offering solar panels from SunPower Corporation of California. SunPower offers a $10,000 solar panel system through what it calls its Drive Green for Life program. That price doesn't count other rebates or incentives. Basically, consumers who buy an electric car, such as the Nissan Leaf or Ford Focus, also can buy one of these systems, providing an all-green solution for powering your vehicle.
So what's been the reaction to this program? Are a lot of people embracing it locally, nationally?
It's a little too soon to tell. The program is just getting started. So a SunPower official told us that no statistics have yet been compiled for this combined solar electric vehicle offering. But backers say it has a lot of potential, even with the relatively low number of all-electric vehicles on the road. And a recent report by Navigant Consulting in Boulder concluded that the two industries are a natural fit, offering emissions-free driving as well as clean electricity.
Do we know how many electric vehicles are on the road right now?
We do. Navigant has reported that there will be 1,600 electric cars on the road in the Denver metro area by the end of the year. Sales of solar panels are expected to grow at a 10% growth rate annually through the next 5 years. And a number of tax credits exist for sale of electric vehicles, which should spur that sector's growth. So two growing industries could create some nice synergies. At least that's the idea.
Right. Well, let's talk about those tax credits for electric vehicles. A federal tax credit exists, and the governor recently signed into law a state tax credit. So give us details. I mean, how much money are we talking about?
It's adding up to significant money. The federal tax credit stands at $7,500, and Governor Hickenlooper, as you mentioned, signed a state tax credit into law just on May 15th. That credit is $6,000. So we have a combined tax credit of $13,500, and various incentive programs exist for the solar sector as well.
How is the new state tax credit likely to affect the electric vehicle industry overall?
We spoke with the owner of a company called Boulder Hybrid Conversions, which converts Toyota Priuses to plug-in hybrids. That process takes them from getting about 45 miles per gallon to 80 to 100 miles per gallon. The company will convert about 30 to 50 Priuses by the end of the year at a cost of $10,000 to $12,000 per car. The owner told us that about 80% of the company's current customers already have solar at home, so he sees great synergy between the two industries and potential for growth.
So, Chris, what is the mood in the local clean tech sector overall? We've had a lot of uncertainty in the wind industry, as we've talked about previously, because of uncertainty about federal tax credits. What are you hearing in solar?
We recently conducted a CEO roundtable on clean tech, and I have to say that representatives of solar companies are pretty optimistic. Tax programs in that sector have a longer shelf life than wind, another 5 years, and the price of solar has fallen dramatically, making it pretty competitive with other systems. So they're expecting strong growth going forward.
We shall see.
That's right.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.